scriptural knowledge.
Well, the Bible says you're to test all things. If you haven't tested what you're spiritually involved in, you're a fool.
Philippians.
I would be a fool.
I'm very familiar with that. I love that passage because it tests all things.
What passage?
It's in Philippians, to test all things.
No, actually, it's 1 Thess 5.
You're right.
First Thess 5. But Philippians 4 could work. 4:8 says, whatever's good, pure, true, worthy, noble. That's not this.
You're right.
That's not this.
So my question was, what do you think church should look like? That's what I was.
What did it look like in the New Testament?
Well, I thought about that when I was posing the question, and my thought was sharing all things in common, those kinds of things, and
not so much a common purse, but they met in homes. They were small, tight-knit groups. They did have, in time, mature biblical men to oversee as elders, but they didn't have one guy doing all the teaching in a box every week. All the men brought teachings, inspiration, questions, testimony, scripture. Not, all right, it's time to sit and listen to the Brother James show. No. If you were in a body of believers with us, I'm going to expect you, as a man of God, either bring something, like questions if you're new, or scripture, or testimony, or eventually, hey, I got a teaching I want to share. You know, I want to, and all of us get edified if you truly are a holy, godly man by the whole body of Christ. Eye, nose, ear, foot, right? In the churchianity system, they hire one hireling. That's what when you hire somebody, they're a hireling, and that's what they do. Chris Tomlin's a hireling, and so
I'm not concerned about Chris Tomlin.
Well, I'm just telling you. No, hold on, though. The fruit of this place, God in His sovereignty. I pull up to my parking spot this morning. 5 minutes after I got there, I didn't even have coffee this morning. I said, we got to get to this parking spot. I turn, and I see a guy that looks like Chris Tomlin walking down the sidewalk, and I thought, I got to do this. I took my phone. I didn't chase him. I walked up to the corner. He was on the other corner. I said, Chris. He turned around. I said, Chris Tomlin. He said, yeah. I said, you know you're selling the things of God? He goes, huh? I said, you're selling the things of God. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. I said, he used to have a VIP thing at his conference, at his concerts. Ready? Tickets are $50. $125, you get to come on stage with me and get to talk to me, and there's a catwalk you can walk over. I said, what about your VIP things, Chris? He turned around. I said, hey, Chris, what about the gospel? What about your uniting to Roman Catholics? What about you uniting to Hillsong Charismatics? I said, I love you, Chris, and he turned and he walked away. I didn't want an autograph, and I didn't want to buy an album. He had no time to talk to me. So, hold on.
You said you loved me yesterday.
But hold on.
But then you turned and walked away.
You had the opportunity. I was here preaching, and you had the opportunity to call me.
I came up to you when you weren't preaching.
You had the opportunity to call me.
I don't carry a phone. I don't even own.
That's fine. Okay, so we're here now. So I just wanted to share that with you about Chris Tomlin. So what you asked the question, and it's a good question, you're not being a mocker. The New Testament looks like, the biblical body looks like the New Testament body, and that is meeting in small groups, in homes, we don't need buildings, that 70% of the money in New Testament bodies goes to buildings and salaries. Do you know what the money went to in the New Testament? Yeah, it was the preaching of the gospel and taking care of needy widows and orphans.
Yeah.
Not salaries, not parking lots, not widescreen TVs.
Which is why I'm here. My wife has a ministry, and you may not appreciate the event, but she's supporting groups from around the world that are helping people in poverty.
Yeah.
And get out of
self-care. Well, the problem is we can't do good as we unite to evil, but that's another whole topic. So the New Testament looks like that. Multiple men overseeing. Everybody participating, women silent in the body. You notice my wife is not, she just walked away, she was witnessing somebody. She's not interrupting us like all these women interrupting. The Bible says women are to be silent. What it actually says. The Bible says women are to cover their heads. It actually teaches that. The Bible says men should have short hair. Yeah. And the Bible says men, all the men had beards. Now, that one's a little bit more subjective because it's not really a command, but if you want to be godly, you go with what God gave you. And if you don't shave, look what you got. Look, I don't shave, look what I got. My wife don't got that. And this is, I call it a feminist fighter. Nobody mistakes us as man and woman. You ever look at people today and go, is that a guy or a girl? Now, everybody knows, okay? And so that's what the New Testament body looks like. They didn't do pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. They weren't invented then. They didn't do the world culture. They weren't into sports and politics and entertainment. Nothing. You imagine Jesus going to the Roman games? You can't be serious. Never.
Well,
Paul, never.
I imagine Jesus eating.
Don't be deceived, folks, by American churchianity. Repent, test yourself at don'tperish.com. Look at my video. I just rebuked Chris Tomlin. Look it up. You'll see him run like a coward.
Thanks for talking, man.
Yeah.
I want you to know, I did not at any time intend to mock. The last thing I said to you, I felt bad about. I said you're being hypocritical, and I thought I wish.
Really? Can you show me my sin?
When you, I just spoke about it. You were saying, repent. You know, I love you.
I started to talk to you yesterday, and you started to get a little bit flushly. And remember, I even had to say, okay, back.
I walked up to get close because of the
noises. Yeah, I understand. I understand. But, you know, you got to understand something. I'm a street preacher. I get punched. I get spit on. Stuff gets grabbed. I like to respect people's body. Okay. Police like that, too. If you walk up to a cop like this, he's like, okay. You know, we shouldn't have to smell people's breath. If I got bad breath, nobody should have to smell it. Only my wife. Okay. And hopefully I don't have bad breath. But the point is, I'm sure that you could communicate with me if you ever wanted to. Go to the library and send me an email. I would love to encourage you, if you're a real truth seeker, I hope that you go to the scriptures and test all things, and that you pull your wife out of a corrupt thing like this and really strive to be holy and biblical, because Jesus said you must worship him in spirit and truth. And this is not the truth. This is not the Spirit of God. Instrumental music. There's another thing the New Testament body did. They never used instruments in the New Testament. Do you know who?
In the Old Testament.
But that we don't live in the Old Testament. Do we kill sheep today? Do we wear tassels? That was Torah. That was Torah.
So was long hair and beard.
Actually not. Paul says 1 Corinthians 11, men should have short hair. 1 Corinthians 11 is in the New Testament, last time I checked.
What about the beard?
I just said to you, the beard, no, but... Okay. But the beard goes all the way back to pre-Torah.
But also the New Testament also says there's no longer male, female, Jew, Greek. Or...
That's for salvation. That has nothing to do with authority. Galatians 3 has nothing to do with authority. Paul says in 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 14, women are to be silent. Women can't be pastors.
And I know I'm not going to challenge you on biblical knowledge, because you sound like you've got it down pat.
I don't have enough.
More than I do.
I don't have enough.
Oh,
I got to keep studying.
And I agree, none of us do.
I got to keep studying. But I've been doing this long enough to know this. I got the Word of God, and no one's going to move me from it.
The last thing I want you to hear from me...
I'm going this way if you want to walk and talk.
When I left you yesterday to walk to go in, some of the staff said to me, you know, thanks for trying to fix that. And I said, I was not trying to fix anything. I want you to know that.
You see when they came out and surrounded me with 30 people and wanted to lay hands and pray on me? And I said, I don't let a bunch of people that are involved with the things of the world come and pray over me. You can't be serious. And we just walked away. Men don't bring the Bible. See, here's the thing. You want to know what's awesome? You want to know why I come here? I just want to share this with you to encourage you. You might say, why did this guy come here? Ready? I come here and I withstand this mockery. Why? Yesterday, an 18-year-old young man came up to me. He was the only man all day long. 8 hours I was here. He had his phone. He goes, can I talk to you? And I said, what? He goes, I got scripture verse. And I said, you want to read scripture verse to me? He goes, yeah. I said, you're not a mocker, right? He goes, no. He sat there for probably 45 minutes reading me scripture verses, asking my opinion, and I gave him dissertation on them and rightly divided it. 18 years old. I come back today, they're blaring their speaker. We got to put up with everybody mocking us, right? I got to rebuke Chris Tomlin this morning. That was God's sovereignty. That's going to go all over the internet. There's a man standing there, a young black man with covered in tattoos with a young girl, a young woman. And I don't hear the Holy Spirit talk to me out loud, but I felt led to point to him. I don't do this. My wife knows this. I don't do this to strangers. I said, I want to talk to you. Can you come over and take a gospel card? He goes, me? I said, come here. I said, if you want one. He comes walking over to me, and I said, I feel this is of God, and I gave him a gospel card. He stood there for 20 minutes. I poured the gospel into him. He goes, you're right about this. He goes, this is corrupt Christianity. I didn't even know if he's a Christian. I don't know what he is. He received the gospel. He received what Christ did for him. That's why we come and do this. I get to speak truth into people's life. While everyone mocks and walks by and laughs, there's sheep that go, something's not right here. And I go, you're right.
Is it okay? You said I could ask your wife. Can I ask you to ask her? Because yesterday you told me not to.
What would you ask my wife that you can't ask me?
You just said I could ask your wife. You don't usually do that. Is that so? Can I say that?
I didn't ask anybody's wife. I asked him.
No, you said to me, I don't usually do this. You can ask my wife. I pointed at him. So I
said you can ask my wife that I don't normally do this.
So I just asked you,
You want to confirm that with my wife?
Because yesterday when I turned to talk to her, it offended you.
Yeah, because I don't want men approaching my wife. You know why? Would you like me going up and witnessing the gospel and talking over your house to your wife? If you say you don't care, you're feminized, because the Bible says I should respect your authority. The Bible says women should ask the husbands at home. You don't talk over men's wives.
If I wanted to treat your wife with kindness, which is all I wanted to do yesterday, was I wanted to ask when I felt like you weren't treating me like a person, I wanted to say, can I be treated like a person from you? And I felt like you wouldn't even ask, let me ask
yeah.
that.
Well, again, can I just say something?
To you, I wanted to be
can I just say something? Treated like a person. See, this is one of the problems that American Christianity has a problem with. Ready? They're too fleshly. Okay, everybody told me yesterday that I was wrong and mean and unkind and cruel. I called no one an unbiblical name. Who I called a name was Chris Tomlin. I call Chris Tomlin a music whore. The word whore is used over 100 times in the Bible. It's not a bad word, swear word. A whore is a woman that sells her body for money. Chris Tomlin sells his so-called music of God for money. Chris Tomlin is a music whore. It's going to go all over the internet, and especially in my video, you can see it where I rebuked him this morning on the sidewalk when he walked away like a coward. Here's the point. It's not unkind to call people sin out. In fact, it's the most loving and kind thing you could do. If the bridge was out...
The Bible tells you to do that to them individually.
No.
Oh, yes, it
does. No, yeah. Hold on. Not in context, it doesn't. That's my brother. Who said I think any of the people here are my brother? That's a brother in a body. These are not my brothers. These are worldly people keeping false man-made religion, keeping pagan holidays, lifting up men like Chris Tomlin, uniting to Roman Catholicism. That's not my brother, sir. So in context, if you were my close brother, I would never rebuke you in public. It would be a private thing where you and I talk. But in public, it says in 1 Timothy 5:20, rebuke those publicly in sin, so that others will see and fear. And we're supposed to judge the church. Matthew 18 says judge, if you want to call them the church. They're calling themselves the church. Matthew 18 says judge it. 1 Corinthians 5 says judge it. 2 Thess 3 says judge it. The Bible says all over, call them out of sin. James 5, 19 through 20 says if you pull a brother from his sin, you save a soul from death. So much for your believe and go to heaven as I live in sin. No, the Bible says you got to leave your sin. That's the core of the gospel, and that's the big problem we have here. They don't believe you got to repent of sin.
You're referring to the church quite a bit. Do you have...
The New Testament body is the biblical called out ecclesia.
Can I ask you something?
Do you believe in the concept of the universal church?
There's one body of Christ all over the world, okay. And then there's local assemblies. Okay. So there's one body. So when people ask me, what body are you part of? I say I'm part of the one body, which would be the body of Christ, and then there can be local assemblies if they're biblical.
So is that why you're referring to this, not...
This is church, not the ecclesia, because they haven't been called out. They're not out of the world. They're not out of the corrupt church system. That word church, let me help you here. Do you read King James Bible?
No, I have.
I would recommend a better version than like NIV, Message. Those are terrible translations. King James is okay, but it still has issues and errors. It does in translation. Ready? I'll give you one. The word church. Do you look up the Greek and the Hebrew?
Occasionally.
Do that. Don't do it occasionally. Do it all the time. Look up the word church. This is where... Let me just tell you something. Do you drive a car?
Yes, and I'm not very knowledgeable.
Okay,
either.
You're using technology. You're driving a car. The Amish people come up to me and tell me we're not Amish. They come up to me and they say, oh, you're using technology. And I go, hey, does your buggy have square wheels? And right. They say, no. You would be wise to get some kind of device or get a book that gives you the Greek and the Hebrew words. If you look up word church.
I think that's amazing.
If you don't want electronics, you can get an actual book. It's this thick, and we have one. If you look up the word church, do you know what the Greek word is?
I think it's ecclesia.
Very good. And do you know what that means?
Called out once.
Very good. They haven't been called out of anything.
Well.
What have they been called out of? Oh, maybe drugs and drunkenness. Maybe, some of them. But I saw people yesterday smoking weed and cigarettes going in there.
But I didn't come to debate with you about them.
But you asked me about the church. So that's why. I don't consider them. Here's the dilemma I'm in. Ready? They call themselves Christians, so they get rebuked like Christians, but I don't consider them Christians. That's the dilemma I'm in. You're claiming the name of Christ. I'm going to lower the word of God on you, and you should lower it on me. But I can see by the fruit of this place, this is not the body of Christ. Holy, set apart, obedient, and keeping the sound doctrine.
I do enjoy talking with you, and I would like to...
You could do that anytime.
When it's not broadcast, but thank you for... Can you confirm he doesn't point people out and signal them to come and talk to him? How come yesterday you were talking to so many people and you wouldn't talk to me? I was just... Because you said... Apparently I did something that you said felt like I was mocking right away. Can you tell me what it was?
When I first started talking to you... You had an aura about you like you were looking to come to fight, and I said, here's a gospel card, and there was people around me at that time, and I said, here's a gospel card, I've come to preach. Because see, what you got to understand something, when I come to these places, here's what you have to understand, when I come to these places, did I go in and interrupt anything that goes on in there? Did I cause a ruckus? Did I break the law? Did I do anything? No.
You were obedient to the law.
Okay, hold on. So, yeah, thank you. Obedient to the law. When I stand outside religious places, we stand on a public sidewalk. They do their service. I hold signs. I preach. I'm respectful, even though I think they're teaching heresy. I don't go interrupt them. Do you know what they always come and do?
But you do.
Do you know what? Do you know what they always do?
I know that some...
They get in my face and interrupt my preaching, and I say, call me later, and I'll talk to you about it. And they go, no. This is not the Spirit of God. See, I don't get in anybody's face. I don't follow anybody. The only people I talk to are the ones that talk to me like you. You've sought me out twice now, and I appreciate that, and I love you. And whatever went on between us yesterday, let's put that behind us. I would like to encourage you, if you want to call me, email me, I'd love to encourage you to go deeper in the Scriptures than this. Otherwise, you will lose your soul.
Well, I will give you a confession before I leave.
Okay.
I have all kinds of questions. I wish that I had clarity. I don't.
Call me. We'll talk about it. I don't have the truth, but God's word does.
And one of the questions in the areas of respect that I have for you is I read the Old Testament, and I read about prophets and the things that they did, and marrying and allowing marrying a prostitute. And
God told him to do that.
God.
Do you know why?
Him.
That was a story of redemption.
I understand that was...
That's you and I. We're the whores and the harlots that God redeems.
An illustration of how he treats his people. Yeah. I understand that and forgives them and still carries on with them. But the point of why I was saying it to you is God didn't call me to that, and I'm sure glad you apparently feel called for that, and I don't understand that.
Well, not everybody's called to do this, and let me share something with you.
I wanted you to hear me say I respect you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm not a prophet, but here's what I do. I do a prophet's role, because you know what the prophets did? The prophets went out in the world. They preached the truth of God. I don't have new revelation, but I got the word of God. And the prophets showed up at Israel and said, repent, you're going against the Lord. And I show up at so-called Christian places to call them to repentance. They go in there and they say they're worshiping God in their fleshly music, but when they come out, they won't open the Bible, they won't talk, they won't go, you know, you're right, Christmas and Easter are pagan holidays, we need to stop that for the... But they won't say, we need to stop that for the glory of God. You don't worship God by just singing songs. You worship God how you live your life every day. That's a glorious thing.
So despite your feeling...
Obeying Him.
Despite your feeling a real mission to point out the judgment, the wrath, the bad things...
Jesus called us to do that.
Would you agree that God's greatest quality is love? And so I was disappointed yesterday that you felt judged, attacked, mocked, whatever.
Yeah. That's okay. We're used to that.
Whether you're used to that or not, would you agree that God wants us to amplify His love? Because that's why I.
You know what God wants us to amplify? He doesn't want us to amplify any one quality of His. He wants us. Go read Romans 11. It talks about the goodness and the severity of God.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're to go. And you heard me over and over and over preach yesterday. The love, the grace, the mercy, the truth, the gospel. I preach it. Go look at my videos. It's all over the internet. And then I warn people about the severity and the sin. The police officers. Here comes police officers. Ready? If they walk by me, I'm going to wave at them and say, thank you for your service, and we're at peace, right? If you and I start fighting, are they going to be at peace with us? They're going to come and take us down. The severity and the goodness. God is like that. So the problem with the American churchianity, what's your first name?
Mike.
Mike. I want to pray for you. James. I want to pray for you, and my wife is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Guys, just so you're not afraid.
Hold on.
I just wanted to apologize for yesterday and say I commend.
Go look up my website. I rebuked him this morning on the sidewalk. You're going to love it. He was a coward and walked away. He doesn't love the truth of God. I got to rebuke him face to face. My Father is so sovereign. It's awesome. It's awesome. So check it out. Thank you for the apology. I hope you repent of this worldliness and Christianity. My website will help you. I'll be there to help you. Call me, email me. Would you like a gospel card?
Sure. And then also, I just want to also, it's also about sharpening both ways. I know that what...
It's about what?
Sharpening both ways. You know,
yeah, but hold on.
Just
let me stop you right there. That's not true.
Really?
You know why? Because if an atheist comes up to me and starts telling me his world decisions and world wisdom, and I say, I'm here to proclaim the word of God. Okay, when false religious people come up to me that have been... This is false religion and you're part of it. And so when you come spewing what you call truth, I don't need to listen to it. I wouldn't listen to a liar if I knew they were liars. Jesus didn't listen to the Pharisees. He rebuked them.
What Satan means for
what,
evil,
what you
God
need to do, what you need to do, see, here's the difference.
Jesus is the truth.
Here's the difference. I came out of this.
And even what you, even Satan's me. Efforts.
I came, absolutely. Satan's Jesus efforts. And his word is true. That's what
yes,
we preach.
Even Satan's in, Satan and his efforts, God turns it around for good.
You got to check out my video of rebuking Chris Tomlin. It is Amen. Awesome. You got to check it out.
You
got to check it out.
James.
James. But we don't need to listen to false teachers.
Oh, exactly.
That's why I don't. You're false if you're united to this. You need to repent to come out of it. You're here singing and praying. You're united.
I'm singing and praying to Jesus.
You're not in spirit and truth. You need to repent of that. We love you.
I'm sorry for you.
We love you. Test yourself. Test yourself to the word of God. Loving our neighbor. Holy is the Lamb of God, worthy is he to be praised.